As rail lines were built west across Nebraska, there were sometimes conflicts between Native Americans and those construction crews. The town of Sidney, Nebraska owes its existence to the government's work protecting the route. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the 1860s, rail lines were making their way across the Midwest. In western Nebraska, though, those crews were encountering some challenges.
The Union Pacific Railroad came through in 1867, and they pretty much got this far, and they was having a lot of trouble with the Native Americans or the Indians. So they pretty much told the government, if we don't get some help here, we just can't go any further.
Dwayne Nightingale has lived in Sidney, Nebraska for his entire life, except for a few years in military service. In 1867, there was no town and no fort at this location.
Lala was here, was just camp followers, we call them, on the railroad. The ladies of the evening and the a few merchants, but mainly just railroad workers.
Eventually, that fort began to take shape and grew significantly over the years. Some of the buildings remain.
At one time, it was up around 40, 42 buildings here in the fort. We have three left. One is the married officers' quarters. It was built in 1885. And the commanding officers' building was built in 1871. We have that one left. And we had the little powder house left, which was built in 1885.
At its peak, Fort Sidney had about 300 soldiers here. It proved to not be an action-packed assignment, though.
It was pretty dull. It was pretty dull. By 1885, 86, and 87, the Indian threat was pretty much over with, so it was just routine military maneuvers.
But that doesn't mean there wasn't notable history that took place here. That's next time as we travel the countryside in Sidney, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McRae.